New Hampshire man charged with assaulting teen in MAGA hat. By Hannah Blow on February 14, 2020. Authorities arrested and charged a New Hampshire man accused of assaulting three people at a polling station this week, including a teen wearing a Make America Great Again, MAGA, hat. According to the Windham Police Department, 34-year-old Patrick Bradley attacked two adults and a 15-year-old boy outside of the Windham High School polling station on Tuesday after approaching a tent hallmarked by Trump supporters and volunteers, including the teen. Police said Bradley approached the tent after leaving the polling station, slapped the teen in the face, and assaulted two adults who tried to intervene. The suspect is also accused of attempting to knock over the tent and throwing Trump campaign signs. Authorities charged Bradley with three counts of simple assault, a Class A misdemeanor, and one count of violation-level disorderly conduct, per New Hampshire's union leader. The teen's mother, Kathy Campbell, spoke to Fox News about the incident, explaining how her son, whom she described as the most patriotic kid you'd ever meet in your life, was over the moon at spotting both Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle at the polling station earlier in the day. "My son stayed home from school on Tuesday for a doctor's appointment and we drove by the high school to go vote. When we got there, we saw Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle. And my son was over the moon," Campbell told the network. According to Campbell, her son was invited to volunteer at the tent, and she allowed him to do so. She explained, "My son is the most patriotic kid you'd ever meet in your life. I was apprehensive about him wearing the MAGA hat, because we know it can provoke and we know people don't like Trump. But he wore the hat because he's a proud 15-year-old and he doesn't know what people are going to be like. My son was standing outside on the sidewalk and he said, 'Have a nice night,' he said it to everyone. But this man was triggered," she continued. "He said 'fuck you' to him and wound up his hand as fast as he could and slapped him across the face." Trump Jr. responded to the incident on social media, affirming that he did, in fact, meet the teen who was attacked. He said he called the teen and his mother to thank them for being such strong supporters. "My family has your back, Nate," he added. In another tweet Friday morning, Trump Jr. called out the mainstream media for barely covering the incident. Campbell said another man, who tried to intervene, has a fractured jaw as a result of the attack, and she added that her son is pretty traumatized. "This guy lives in our town. It's pretty unnerving," she told Fox News. "It's scary that you can't express without which political party you are. People need to know how much intolerance there is right now," she added. The attack came on the heels of two other bouts of left-wing violence over the last week. Police at the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, JSO, arrested 27-year-old Gregory William Lowell Tim last weekend because he admittedly drove a van into a tent where GOP volunteers were running a voter registration drive. He told authorities he did it because someone had to take a stand and noted his disdain for President Trump, specifically. None of the volunteers were injured. In another incident, as Breitbart News reported this week, a woman allegedly punched a former NYPD officer who was wearing a MAGA-style hat while celebrating his birthday at the Stage Bar on Broadway in Nashville, Tennessee. The hat read "Make 50 Great Again." "At one point, a female came up from behind me, spun me around, and punched me in the face and then grabbed my hat off my head and was just yelling, 'How dare you,'" Daniel Sprague said, according to WSMV. "I would assume that she had a ring or she maybe even had a set of keys or something to get it because it is pretty deep and it goes to the bone," he continued. "People have different views, but we're not supposed to take it out on each other," Sprague added.